Thoughts for the week from the Reverend Stephen Guise, priest in charge, fourth Sunday of Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday. Dear friends, the gospel reading for today, John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10, is taken from the Good Shepherd Discourse, which is found in John 10, 1 to 30. We read a section from this discourse each year on the fourth Sunday of Easter, which has thus come to be known as Good Shepherd Sunday. The entire discourse provides an extended meditation on the I Am sayings in which Jesus confirms that he has been appointed by the Father as guardian and protector of the entire community of faith. The one who enters by the gate of the sheepfold is the shepherd of the sheep. He leads them out and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name. John chapter 10, verses 5 to 6. In contrast to the hired man who is a stranger or even a thief or bandit, the sheep follow Jesus, whose voice they recognise. In John chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus likens himself not only to the shepherd, but also to the gate of the sheepfold. In ancient Near Eastern cultures, this often amounted to the same thing, since shepherds lay down at night across the gap in the stone enclosure in which the sheep were kept for their safety, and promises that those who enter the fold through him will be saved. John chapter 10 verse 11 emphasises the sacrifice that the good shepherd will make to protect his flock. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And later in the discourse there is a promise that other sheep are to be brought into the fold. And there are other sheep I have that are not of this fold, and I must lead these too, so that these also may inherit the eternal life, which is to be bestowed by the good shepherd. I give them eternal life, they will never be lost, and no one will steal them from my hand. These are moving and powerful images which clearly resonated for the early Christian communities. Some of the most ancient images of Christ, for example, those in the catacombs of Rome or among the mosaics in Ravenna, depict him as the Good Shepherd. He is usually shown as quite youthful, carrying on his shoulders a sheep which has been rescued, echoing the parable elsewhere within the Gospels of the lost sheep. Again, the emphasis is upon the self-sacrificial love of the shepherd, who spares no effort to ensure that the one who has gone astray is not abandoned, but brought back to safety. And these images surely continue to provide inspiration and reassurance for us today, especially, but not exclusively, during times of trial, such as the one which we are currently going through. We have Jesus' promise that none will be lost. None can pluck me from thy hand, as the hymn puts it, and that we can trust him to guide us into the fullness of eternal life. Father Stephen.